Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
A round of random questions takes us in a lot of different directions. We talked about the scams, and I said there's one scam that everybody, if you're over a certain age, took part in, and that is the Columbia House. Wasn't there another one, too? Columbia House and...
BMG.
BMG.
Yeah. Yep.
Where you... 12 CDs for the price of a penny, and then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just buy three more over the next year.
Not only would I do that, I would then never... Like, there, I'd get CDs where I'm like, ooh, I like one song by this person, because I didn't have 12 that I wanted. And so... I was scamming them for... A song.
How did they make money?
I don't know. Well, probably the people that ended up sending, never returning that credit card, or somebody must have paid for those regular prices.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure plenty of people did, but.
Okay, so here's an interesting question.
Yeah.
A listener wrote in and said, when I was 13, I was running that Columbia House scam from New York State, and my dad found out that I was scamming. He made me pay for the three different names I was using for the free CDs, all of them. Now, at 13,
Damn. That's
like $1 trillion.
Sure.
And that brings up an interesting question
for
those who have kids. I am fully admitting that I did that scam. And admittedly, I don't have a ton of remorse about it. But I wouldn't let my kids do it. That's pure hypocrisy.
I'd let my kids do it.
You would? Like, if you found out they were scamming something like that?
If there was something similar.
The hard part is there's not really apples to apples anymore.
Yeah, because I know that my parents knew that we were doing it, too.
I think my parents did. I never bragged about it, but I'm sure they didn't think I found a gold bar somewhere and could all of a sudden afford to buy CDs.
I 100% am positive my parents have no idea what Columbia House ever was or BMG.
Oh, maybe that's true.
And had no idea. Well, I spent plenty of money on CDs as well. So.
Would you stop your kids from doing it, Steve Howings? Because Steve wouldn't. He's a bad person.
He wouldn't. Right. I mean, yeah, if it were still a thing, probably. I wouldn't punish them. I would just go, it's probably not the best way to go.
What if they said, did you ever do anything like this?
Yes, of course. But I did plenty of things that I wouldn't want my own kids to do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a parent, there are certain things that if you find out about it, even if you did it, you have to kind of intervene and go, yeah, I got away with it, or I didn't get hurt in that moment, or this or that, but maybe do something different.
All right, random question. Tommy, you ready for one?
Yes, sir.
What's the worst thing you've ever fantasized about doing?
Worst thing I've ever fantasized doing? When I was at the Cliffs of Moher, I thought about jumping off really high from a cliff into the water to see how big of a splash.
That's sort of, what do they call them? Intruding thoughts or whatever?
Yeah.
Intrusive thoughts. Yeah.
Intrusive thoughts. That's what it is.
Yeah.
There's an intruding-er. But where you just think, I wonder what would happen. And you know what would happen.
Yeah. I would go splat.
It's a weird feeling though.
Yeah. I kept trying to spit over the edge, you know, to like count how long it would fall would be, but it was really windy. So I couldn't do it. So then I was like, I wonder if, how long it would take if I just jumped instead. And I was like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it is.
So
it is. All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Kelly? If your life was a sitcom, what would it be called?
Oh, I can't swear. FML? actually, I don't know. I feel like it would be something along the lines of like, The Adventures of a Dip S or something, you know, because I feel like I have a lot of fun in my life.
Yeah.
But I generally come back with, you guys aren't going to believe this.
Yeah. What about a title of Everything's Under Control?
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. I think your show would just be called Again. Really?
Again.
Maitland.
Yes.
Your search history was leaked. What's the most embarrassing thing people would see?
Oh, I feel like I Google just a lot of random things where it's like, what's this? I don't.
I think mine would be how often I ask Google or Alexa or Siri if an actor is dead and their age. Only because it'd be like, are you obsessed with celebrity death? I'm not. But I feel like I do that a lot. Is that person alive? I don't know. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you'll Google, like, what does this color poop mean? Or like when something weird's going on with your body, you're just like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I think anything about that, probably.
I
self-diagnose a lot. So just typing in random symptoms that I have, I think would be embarrassing for people to see. Wow, she was dealing with that. I thought she was okay.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, though, I felt really called out by Google because Diane Keaton died, and I Googled, is Michael Keaton related to Diane Keaton? And then as I'm scrolling through, it says no. But then there's another article where it was like, an uptick in searches reveals Michael Keaton's real name, because it's not Michael Keaton.
No.
He picked Keaton because he liked Diane Keaton's name, but his real name's like Michael Douglas or something.
I thought it was Michael Diane.
And maybe.
That makes sense, though.
But it was just funny because I was doing the same thing that like a million other people were doing. And then there was an article about it. I felt less alone, but also very called out.
I can see that. Yeah. This one's for anyone who wants to do it. What's something you secretly judge people for in bed?
In bed?
Yeah.
Oh, sleep with their socks on, Steve.
All right. My tees are cold.
Snoring.
Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Snoring?
I hate snoring.
Even though they can't control it. I don't blame you.
I judge it so bad. I'll tell them too when they wake up. You kept me up all night. I hate you. Not I hate you, but I can't stand it. Especially when if I go and you invite me on a vacation and you don't tell me that you snore, those are fighting words to me. Like you didn't tell me that you snore and you invited me on a sleepover vacation. Get out of here. Get out of here. I hate it. It keeps me up all night.
It is pretty. It can be really bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the light snoring, like the what you would consider more like breathing. Heavier breathing. Exactly. Yeah. That's fine. The roaring, like you need to come with a warning before you share a room with somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like I always get stuck with snorers.
That is a bummer.
Ugh.
The other day, yesterday morning, when my alarm went off, my wife always wakes up. Almost always. Like rarely. Like I can only think of one time yesterday where I left and she didn't know I left. So when my second alarm went off yesterday, she said, how did you sleep? So she initiated. And I said, not very good. And then she said, that's because you were up all night making spaghetti. And then immediately started snoring. Like, it was like, that's because you were up all night eating spaghetti.
God. She's out. She's just saying things.
I was like, what? All right, I'm going to go shower because you're back to sleep so far. But it was, I've never heard snoring as punctuation before. It was beautiful.
That's hilarious.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Aye.
I don't know why you do that. What's the grossest thing you've ever found while cleaning your room or doing laundry?
Cleaning my room or doing laundry? Oh, when we were moving out of my last house, I used to have a tiny bedroom. It was me, my two brothers. And so we had a triple bunk bed.
Okay.
And this would mean we had, you know, three young boys living in the same room at the same time, all being gross and nasty enough. And when we were moving out, my mom came up to us and she goes, which one of you bed? So I had the top bunk and then it was my brother underneath, and she just looks down both of us and she goes, one of you likes to wipe your boogers all over the wall, don't you?
Oh.
And so I was like, Mom, I would never do that.
It
was me. Yeah.
Oh,
I looked
no.
at the wall and there's just speckles everywhere because I apparently wiped my boogers on the walls.
Man, I wish I could say we didn't find boogers everywhere at our house, but that would be such a lie to you right now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
My goodness, the bathroom downstairs.
Like, that's all there is.
I'm not inviting anyone over to the house because I don't want you to see it. But do you remember when we had a new employee start when we worked in Knoxville? And immediately, boogers started showing up above the urinal in the men's bathroom.
Oh, gross. Yeah.
It was like they weren't there Friday. And now, ever since Monday, they've been there.
Right.
And when that person eventually left the company, the wall boogers stopped, which is a great American restaurant chain.
It was always so, wall boogers. So great. Or, I mean, so gross.
But, we've got that going on at the house. And everybody, each and every one of them, all six of them, I don't do it. And then they all think they know who it is. But I'll tell you who does do it. Oh, really? The five-year-old? What, is he getting a stepladder out to wipe it up at your eye level?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Kids are gross.
Wall boogers.
Wall boogers. Wall boogers. It's hard to say. Wall boogers.